This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. As happens every time there is political turnover in Washington, corporate America is trying to figure out how it's going to fare over the next 4 years. So it's perhaps no surprise that Google has posted a vacancy for a manager of conservative outreach. Marketplace's Andy Baxter has the story of tech lobbying.
Not all that long ago, tech companies shied away from Washington. But law professor Mark Lemley at Stanford University says their attempts to build closer ties really took off under the Obama administration.
A lot of folks in the Silicon Valley community were supporters of Obama.
Lemley says PayPal co-founder and Trump supporter Peter Thiel notwithstanding, there are fewer connections between Silicon Valley and the incoming president. And some expect challenges.
At least based on the election campaign, there may be a divergence in perspective.
Dean Garfield heads the Information Technology Industry Council, a tech trade group whose members include Google, Facebook, Microsoft, and others. Garfield says immigration will be a big issue. Trump wants to rein it in, and the tech sector relies on it for brain power. Another possible challenge, net neutrality, the idea that internet service providers shouldn't charge extra for fast lanes on the internet. Garfield's member companies want an open internet. He expects Trump may want to scrutinize the rules they favor.
Each administration, no matter what administration it is, wants to put their stamp on key issues.
But where Garfield says tech companies stand to gain under Trump, tax reform, possibly a more hands-off approach to regulating self-driving cars. And Mark Lemley says Google could benefit on the antitrust front.
Google might reasonably look at a Trump administration and think that they are less likely to be challenged by the government for monopolization.
So there's lots to keep a conservative outreach manager at Google or other tech firms busy. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.